T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got our butts whipped. That was not even close. And that's first a credit to the job Ryan did, Coach Odom. Their offense was very hard to guard. They shot it well. We kept getting broken down and did a poor job. And I told our guys we had a historic season in terms of most wins in the ACC. A week ago, we're cutting down the nets and the confetti's falling. And then we make history by being the first one seed to lose. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy about that. And it stings. But trying to tell the guys in there, you know, this is life. It can't define you. You enjoyed the good times and you got to be able to take the bad times. When you step into the arena, and a lot of people don't understand that, when you step into the arena and you're in the arena, the consequences can be historic losses, tough losses, great wins, and you have to deal with it. I don't know what to say, but that was a thorough butt whipping.
He loves sports.
It consumes my time. I ignore family. I put off responsibility. I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filipponi.
Good morning, everyone. That voice you heard to start the show was Tony Bennett, the Virginia coach, with Tracy Wolfson after the Cavaliers' historic loss to UMBC, a loss that will live in infamy. And almost 48 hours since it happened, I'm still thinking about it. One that will be a black eye for Bennett and Virginia basketball forever. We could see another 16 beat a 1 in our lifetimes. It will never look like that again. Never. Bennett was right. It was an ass-kicking. The second half of the game was a clinic. Virginia didn't have an answer. And yet, you're going to hear coaches, analysts, and listeners stick up for Tony Bennett today. And some of it has to do with the fact that Tony Bennett is a nice guy. You just heard him there. He handled embarrassment, shame, with class, grace, dignity. He came out with his head held high. Okay, great. He's an adult that has a job that pays him millions of dollars. He is supposed to set an example for young men. Good for him. You know, if Bennett came out afterwards and blamed the refs or complained about officiating or said they got a bad seed and UMBC was better than a 16, I mean, if he did the excuse-making thing, he would have looked like a jerk. So I didn't expect anything less from him. I'm not going to pat him on the back too hard because he handled a loss well. I think it's sad we have to give him so much credit for it. You know, and the other thing is, and this has really been on my nerves, and that's why I'm happy that I get a chance to talk to you this morning. The other thing is, it's okay to say that Bennett did a bad job. It is. That loss, the way they lost that game, it continues to push the narrative that Virginia, playing that defensive, grinded out, pack line, man-to-man defense, slower tempo, value the ball, value possessions, don't take bad shots, pass up a good shot for a great shot, don't rush, be patient, take your time. It pushed the narrative that playing that way will not win a national championship. And to be honest, it'll probably continue the narrative that they'll even come up empty on Final Fours. I don't know why it's so hard for people over the last 48 hours here to come out and say that, you know, there's a limit or a ceiling to what Virginia basketball can do. I didn't realize until Friday night and Saturday morning how many coaching friends and media friends Bennett has. It's absurd. his team, Virginia, played like a team that thought it was going to lose. UMBC, I'm sure if you're listening and you're a sports fan, you switched over to that game Friday night. You saw the score. You got an update. You checked your phone. You checked Twitter. You checked Facebook. You got a text message or an alert or something that told you to find that game. And once you switched over to the second half, you saw a team in UMBC that was playing with so much swagger. They'd make a shot. They'd push the ball. They'd make a three or they'd get to the basket. And after the basket was made, Virginia guys were standing around looking at each other like, all right, who's to blame or whose fault was it for that one? They had absolutely no composure, none whatsoever, and that's on the coach. They did not look the part of the favorite. They looked like they were the underdog in the game. They displayed no confidence, no outward confidence at all. They got punched in the mouth to start the second half, and they had no answers. And that is absolutely on the coach, 100%. That is the coach's fault. But yet I got to hear the Seth Davises of the world, Mike DeCourcy, take your pick. These guys that, for I don't know, maybe Tony Bennett gives them great interviews. But, how many times do I have to hear, this is the tournament, this happens to guys, Virginia will be back. You know, we heard about all these other losers, guys that couldn't do it, who eventually did it. Stop. Call it like it is. It was a terrible coaching job. It was the worst performance we have ever seen in NCAA tournament history. And if you're these analysts now that want to say, well, I haven't changed my mind about Bennett as a coach whatsoever. What the hell does that even mean? What does that mean? If you're going to say the results don't matter, then let's not give the coach who wins the national championship any credit this year. Let's not say that we feel better or we're more impressed by any coach. Let's not give the Loyola coach any credit, none whatsoever. Let's not give the UMBC coach any credit. If we're not going to give blame, we can't give credit. So blame the guy. I mean, it's driving me nuts. You get a halftime in the NCAA tournament. I was at games yesterday in Pittsburgh and on Thursday. You get halftimes that go on forever. They're an eternity. Virginia, UMBC were tied. Bennett, if he's this great coach, he had 20 minutes to get his team on the court ready to go and blow that team out, and he didn't. The television timeouts take forever. They go on and on. They never end. He had a million opportunities in the second half to regroup his team, and he didn't. I got to have Seth Davis or somebody tell me, well, Virginia didn't have the sixth man of the year in the ACC. Okay, that's one guy who played 19 minutes a game. You can't find a way to beat UMBC without maybe your third best player. He's your most talented player. He's the guy that's got the best shot at playing in the NBA. But it's not like minutes before their first game, Virginia finds out they don't have Marvin Bagley. You know, if Krzyzewski finds out they don't have Bagley, you think he loses to Iona? No chance. No chance. Roy Williams finds out he doesn't have Luke May. You think he loses to Lipscomb? Absolutely not. Ugh. It's amazing how many excuses there are. Seth Davis, this is what he said on Twitter. I got flagged a couple of weeks ago for saying Tony is the best coach in college hoops. Last night does nothing to change my assessment. Nothing. What he has done with that program was astounding. Like I said, it's just a matter of time. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think Virginia's got a ceiling on how good they can do in the tournament because of the kind of player they can recruit and because of the way they play. More from Seth Davis. I'm old enough to remember when Coach K couldn't win the big one, or Phil Mickelson couldn't win a major, or Peyton Manning and John Elway couldn't win a Super Bowl. How do you even put Tony Bennett in the same breath as those guys? John Elway was going to Super Bowls and losing. Phil Mickelson would be at the 18th hole at the U.S. Open and he'd lose. Tony Bennett, it would be like Phil Mickelson missing the cut because he shot a 90 the first day. I mean, you have to be fair here. if you're going to lavish all this praise on Tony Bennett when they win the ACC regular season and when they win the conference tournament, you have to be willing to say when they lose a game like this that it changes your opinion of the coach. I don't know if it's because of how nice he came off after the game, because he was so gracious in defeat, because Bennett isn't this guy that we look at as a scoundrel in the sport, like a Patino, or maybe to a lesser extent, a Calipari, somebody with some skeletons in their closet. You know, it's as if people want to root for a guy like Tony Bennett. So when they win, when he wins, he's the greatest coach in the world. When they lose, all the apologists and the excuse-making comes out. He's the first ever coach to lose to a 16 seed. It wasn't even a close game. He got blown out. Virginia always underachieves in the tournament every single year. And I've got to listen to people for the last 2 days make excuses for the guys. He's not a big-time coach. Convince me otherwise. This is the time of year that counts. Every college basketball coach will tell you that. I don't care what you do in January and February. You got to win these games, and Tony Bennett doesn't. He never does. It's only a matter of time, my ass. So, yeah, I'm a little bit fired up about this morning. I want to get your thoughts on it, though, okay? Maybe you did. Maybe after that game you came out of it with a higher opinion of Bennett. You feel like he is a great coach. It's just a matter of time that, you know, Virginia, yes, they've got this black eye and this scarlet letter now. But to me, this is the time to be criticizing Virginia and not praising them. I'm not going to praise them for getting a number one seed. I'm not going to praise them for winning the ACC. It's not the volume of wins. It's the caliber of the wins when you win. And that coach and that program does not win this time of year. So I want to get your thoughts on it. Maybe you think I'm out of my mind. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I want to get your thoughts on the reaction, the way that people have talked about Virginia's loss to UMBC. You're going to hear from some of Bennett's coaching peers. There are plenty of analysts who are saying, you know, take it easy on Tony Bennett. He'll eventually get there. You know, now is the wrong time to pile on the guy. He's still one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the business. There's that side of things. And then there's my side, which is, for me, Virginia will never win in the tournament. They'll never get to a Final Four. He's not a big-time coach. And there's always a ceiling on what they can do. And what happened on Friday was one of the worst coaching performances in an individual game I've ever seen in my life, where you let a 16 seed rub it in your face. You had no answers. You had the better team, not even close. You had ample time at halftime and in the second half during timeouts to make adjustments to get your team together. They were rattled. He never did it. And I can't believe how many people are sticking up for Tony Bennett after that game. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you think I'm wrong. If you think I'm right, I'd love to hear from you too. 855-212-4227. Is it more appropriate to criticize Tony Bennett, his coaching, his style, the way his teams play in March? Or do you want to give the guy credit for having Virginia in this spot, a number one seed in the first place? And do you want to give him credit for the way he handled the defeat graciously? 855-212-4227. Coming to you from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express. It's CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.